The Morning Playhouse.
It's hilarious. They act like teenagers. Like, they don't even act like, you know, their age.
That was genius and mean.
Y94.
Want to talk to Alicia this morning? What is the gist of what we're talking about today?
I am actually calling because I think I have a group therapy issue.
Well, what's going on?
Well, I am pregnant with my fifth child, and everybody around me is kind of not happy about it.
They're not happy you're having another kid?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been married to my husband for 5.5 years now. And, you know, this is our fifth kid together and whatnot. But everybody's just saying that I shouldn't have any more because, well, my oldest has autism and he is a lot of work. But my husband works and obviously I can't work because I can't find a daycare for my son. But, you know, it's one of those things that they're taking care of. So I don't understand why. Should I feel bad for having more kids?
So you were excited about telling everybody, like, guess what? I'm about to have another child, and it's number 5. And instead, the reaction you got was like, oh, no, how are you supposed to? You can't do this. It's too many.
Yeah. My mom says that it's too much for me. And it's too stressful, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. So, I don't see an issue with it because, adding another one's just, yeah, it's a little bit more chaos, but it's not really a whole lot louder.
Well, you're excited about it, so you plan on full steam ahead, you and your family, as it expands. Is your question kind of something along the line of, you know, how do I get some support and excitement out of my family members kind of a thing?
Yeah, kind of. Like, I just don't understand, like, what can I do to maybe feel a little bit more happy about it, because now I'm just kind of feeling like, oh, well, I think I did something wrong.
Oh, they got in your head now, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
It sounds like it was a planned thing. You guys were kind of trying for another one, huh?
Well, we weren't trying. We weren't going to try till, you know, later this fall, but we were planning on having another one, yeah.
You know what? I have a funny feeling we can get some thoughts for you, Alicia. Just hang on the line for a second, okay? So she's getting comments. She was all excited. Fifth baby on the way. Mm-hmm. That's a miraculous thing. But she's getting comments from people like, oh, you can't handle that. Or don't you have enough? Maybe you can relate to that. Is there maybe women, parents in the Playhouse family that have dealt with crap like that? And people saying stuff that, like, well, don't be such a Debbie Downer here. I'm trying to tell you great news, and now you're bumming me out. Any thoughts for her? 237, it's, or you can text 35270.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
One of you is probably going to crack, but hey, good luck.
Why is that funny?
Y94.
Walk home with me now.
Fargo Moorhead's favorite morning show, The Playhouse in the Morning. Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero, Rat, and Maggie. A busy, busy day on the show today. Right now, trying to help out Alicia, who said this.
So I am pregnant with my fifth child, and everybody around me is kind of not happy about it.
They're not happy you're having another kid?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I've been married to my husband for 5.5 years now. And, you know, this is our fifth kid together and whatnot. Everybody's just saying that I shouldn't have any more because, well, my oldest has autism and he is a lot of work. Should I feel bad for having more kids?
So you were excited about telling everybody, like, guess what? I'm about to have another child and it's number 5. And instead, the reaction you got was like, oh, no, how are you supposed to? You can't do this. It's too many.
Yeah. My mom says that it's too much for me and too stressful, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I just don't understand, like, what can I do to maybe feel a little bit more happy about it, because now I'm just kind of feeling like, oh, well, I think I did something wrong.
Oh, they got in your head now, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
So that's what she's dealing with. 237, it's, you can text 35270. She's all excited. Can't wait for this fifth baby, tells all the family members, and pretty much universally with everyone in her life, she's getting stuff like, don't you guys have enough? Can you handle that? I don't know. You already got a lot on your plate. When she was looking for, yay, a baby, which is what she'd gotten the first, second, third, and fourth time. And she was just expecting on time number 5 that would happen again. Hasn't been the case. Thoughts for her at 237-8, so you can text 35270. A couple pop it up on Facebook already. Maggie, what you seeing there?
Somebody who can kind of relate. My sister has 5 children, and she loves it. She's an amazing mom. Shame on people who have nothing nice to say. I think people are too opinionated. I think she's wonderful for giving life to five human beings. Not sure about the crazy world they're being brought into, but it's nobody's business except her and her husband's. And if you love and care for all your children and can afford to keep them yourself, to hell with what anyone else thinks, go for it.
What were you thinking? Hi there.
If her kids are taken care of, I don't see why it's such a big deal. As long as your kids are taken care of and they all get the same amount of love, who really cares how many kids you have?
And that's a great point. I feel like if there was a grandparent that was taking care of the kids all the time, then they could have a problem with it, right?
Exactly.
Perfect. Thank you so much for calling into the Playhouse this morning. We certainly appreciate it. Lots of texts and stuff there, Ratman.
Yeah, people are just rude. I have several friends raising big families. Be rude back and say, oh, you mean you're done having kids? Suddenly they'll understand they're being insensitive when it's turned on them. Somebody else said she should be excited. You never hear people talk about how they regret having too many kids. And although it may be stressful and chaotic, when it comes down to it, he or she will be your child, and you wouldn't want to give them up for anything. Who cares what the crowd says? Somebody said she should be happy. It's the norm around here to have one or two kids and spoil them rotten. If she wants to have more kids, they should let her. I'm the fourth child in a family of 19, so I'm a very happy person. She needs to spend time with big families like mine to bring back that joy and see that it can happen financially and emotionally.
Now, I feel like just what we're seeing, kind of whether it's the phones or the text or the Facebook or whatever the case might be, it's kind of a universal, hey, we as the Playhouse family think for you, Alicia. Tell them to mind their own damn business. Is that kind of what we're getting?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I think the only people who are kind of on the other side potentially is they say, as long as you're taking care of your own kids, you're not on any sort of government assistance, then it shouldn't matter what other people think. It's your family.
I think it's sad, Alicia, that they got in your head. And you just got to don't let them do that. You know, you were very excited about this. You were stoked about expanding your family. You and your husband were each excited. And then these people that it doesn't really affect their life. It's not their day to day. It's your day to day. It's your family. They managed to make you feel bad with their really rude comments. Like, it's not their business to be like, don't you have enough kids? That is not socially appropriate. You can't weigh in on people's families like that. That's not appropriate. And tell them it's not your business. Any final comments you wanted to grab in the text or anything?
Somebody else points out, I have four and wanted more but was unable to. My oldest has ADD. Next one, type 2 dyslexia. Severe food allergies for number 3. And my youngest has autism. And basically, and all that entails, doesn't matter. They're my kids and I love them no matter what. Yes, we have crazy days, but they're my days and no one else's. They're all taken care of very well and we have our routines down to an art. I always tell everyone, once you get the hang of having two, there is no difference with more, only more fun.
All right. Alicia, I certainly hope that helps. The overwhelming response is tell them to mind their own damn business, it would seem.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
They're really good, and they really get you going.
Y94.
The Gateway.